British People's League on air. It is May 5th, 2011. Just think, a couple more months and it'll soon be an anniversary. The anniversary of these radio broadcasts.
We hope you pay attention.
You're still tuning in, so you must be paying attention. Good day to you. May the 5th, 2011. Bin Laden is being destroyed very recently. Killed a lot of people. Not to take away from the people that suffered under his activities. Not to take away, but let us consider the amount of children
in North America
who have died, who have become slaves in the white slave trade market, died of needles, died of AIDS, died of disease.
From the drug trade.
I would humbly suggest that Bin Laden is
small potatoes. Bin Laden was small potatoes. The big potatoes are the drug kings, the top drug kings.
Hang the drug king pins at the top, along with their hidden establishment protectors. There's a challenge for you, Mr. Harper, the new Prime Minister of Canada with a strong majority. For those of the British People's League around the globe who didn't quite catch that, Harper, sort of similar in outlook to worldview as George Bush was. He has a majority.
When capital punishment was discussed a few years ago in our Parliament in Canada, the majority wanted capital punishment. It was just ignored by the hierarchy.
China gives us an example. Yes, I'll concede. A non-white race. Chinese.
They hang drug kings in the public squares.
Now we're talking hard drugs here. We're not talking marijuana, the soft stuff. Should be legalized anyway, the small stuff.
Oh, but it leads to more stronger requirement and dosages.
Baloney. You have a few beer, it doesn't mean you turn into an alcoholic. Well, marijuana users, it's ridiculous.
The amount of money wasted on chasing marijuana growths in bushes could be used for nice new rope to hang the drug kings.
And especially the establishment protectors of the drug kings. Do you mean to tell us of the British People's League that the drug kings, the guys at the top of the drug circulation ladder, you're going to say that they could exist if there weren't Mounties, if there weren't CSIS agents and others who are protecting them?
Exactly the same as Bin Laden was sitting in a nice fortress right near a military outfit in Pakistan.
The exact same parallel. Who is protecting the drug kings in North America? Who?
People in the establishment, that's who. People in the establishment, that's who.
So we have this comment right on our webpage. As regular listeners know, we change featured headlines on the webpage consistently 24/7. Right now, the first blurb under the photos on the BritishPeoplesLeague.com webpage, hang the hard drug king pins at the top,
along with their hidden establishment protectors.
They must now be priority on the hit list. They must now be priority on the hit list.
If Bin Laden can be destroyed,
so must these killers. They are destroying our children, luring them into the hellhole inner cities. That's the end of the quote of the new edition on the webpage. I think we achieved two purposes. We point out that if you can get Bin Laden, you can get the kingpins of the drug trade in North America that are killing far more human beings than Bin Laden ever did. Point one. Point two, the hidden establishment protectors. So I challenge you, Mr. Harper, with your new majority rule here instead of your little economic playoff. Who's kidding who? The main economy that keeps North America going is the illegal, filthy, hellhole drug trade, hard drugs. That's what keeps the economy going. Who's kidding who? Everyone in the listening audience knows of a relative whose child, 20, 21, 22, 19, 18, is hooked on drugs, heroin, needles, the whole bit. Everyone knows of someone hooked on it. Every little village has a death. 19, 20-year-olds, no purpose in life. The churches have all gone to hell. In the main, they're ignoring their main Bible. They're ignoring the words of God in the Bible as it used to be. There's just nowhere for kids to turn to. There's no national purpose. And these slimeball bastard drug kings at the top, they're safe exactly as Bin Laden has been safe for years because the establishment is protecting them. You know, you compare these comments I just made. Compare those comments to the second paragraph, new blurb on the BritishPeople'sLeague.com webpages to do with the royal wedding. It can only be hoped that the newly wedded royal couple can appreciate the hardship of we ordinary folk. We who are on the front lines. We who are on the front lines of the legal battle, struggling to keep our peoples as white, bright, and beautiful as was their marriage. And you can get more on their marriage on our May 1st radio show this past Sunday. So there we have the darkness of the drug trade, and we have that white, bright, and beautiful wedding. A fairy tale. Yes, we have to have something to look up to, don't we? We must have something to look up to. They make slips to the royal family, but a beautiful wedding with all the pageantry and history makes up for a lot of their mistakes and boo-boos. And you got to admire the Queen and Prince Philip, 85, I guess he's a few years older, out in the balcony participating in that wedding. There's something to look up to. And the constant reminder of the drug kingpins. And what brought this on about the drug trade? It was just the way that the Navy SEALs, and congratulations to them, the way they swooped in Bin Laden's headquarters. And I mean, that's miles away. The drug kings in North America, maybe it's Colombia supplying the hard drugs or some other nation. Fine, I'm talking about the drug kings hiding right here in North America. Let's get them. Let's get them now. How many more children do we have to lose to the hellhole inner cities? And people, you listening to this show right now, you know damn well what I'm talking about. Your kids head out, and oh yeah, we're just going out to watch a video at George's or Marion's or whatever, and you know damn well they're doing drugs. Wow, we hide in the Legion halls. Oh, we don't have to face it, do we? We can hide in the curling clubs. We don't have to face what our kids are doing. Until there's a dead body. So let's straighten up, get some spine. Let's straighten up and get some spine and look after our young kids. Of course, how many of them don't have fathers? With the lax rules today, the father can't spank the ass of a child that's going wayward. Kid can leave home at 16. Set up shack with their 16-year-old school buddies, get welfare. The whole system screwed upside down. You think I'm exaggerating? Just take a check those in the Toronto area, just take a check a Monday night, say, let's say around 10:30-ish on a Monday night at, say, Bloor and Sherbourne. Just get out of your car. Dare you to get out of your car, you little suburban puke wimps. You jump in your cars from your downtown office and head out to suburbia. You don't see what's going on to the poor whites. Just get out of your car at Blue and Sherbourne, say at 10:30 on a Monday night, and walk down 4 or 5 blocks. See what you encounter. You know what you're going to encounter. I don't need to describe it in detail. But just ignore it. Just ignore it. Well, someone has to take a stand, and we are the British People's League. We're taking a stand. Enough is enough. And this is the message we want to bring in person to meeting halls across North America, up and down, east and west, north and south. We need the funds to do this. So please, please, begging you to consider financial support. Have a look on the homepage, BritishPeoplesLeague.com. You could support. It's described there in detail, right over the counter at any Toronto Dominion Bank. The account number's on the homepage. Or you can go through PayPal. Or you could mail what you can to P.O. Box 691. P.O. Box 691, Minden. M-I-N-D-E-N. Minden, Ontario, Canada. K-O-M. That's Kiss Our Mothers. K-O-M-2-K-O. So the options are described in detail on the main homepage. In order to galvanize parents who have lost their children to drug hellholes, in order to galvanize those who really care about the decency of our past, when we had a decent society, yes, there were problems, not run rampant like a plague, the drug plague on which our economy is financed. The way to combat it is to have speakers going coast to coast to rally the parents, to rally people who are of concern, to put a stop to it. It can be stopped. Just as the dishes in the sink get dirty, they have to be scrubbed down, whether the dishwasher by hand or whatever. Well, the time has come to scrub down the drug trade. Soft marijuana, I ignore. Maybe some police officers can give statistics on the marijuana, whatever. I'm talking about the hard drugs, heroin, cocaine, the needles, the whole bit. Something has to be done. A few personal friends who have good families in suburbia, good education, family stuck together. So they're going to make big bucks when they graduate. But what of the soul? What is taught of the soul? S-O-U-L. I believe old Socrates asked the same question. What of the soul? S-O-U-L. If we don't look out for our souls, it's no wonder young people have no reason for existing. Half of these kids on drugs could care less what happens to themselves. That's pretty depreciating, sickening criteria on which to judge the youth of North America. We have good contacts. You've heard Indiana Mike on these shows co-hosting on Sundays. We have the people in place to do something, but we don't have the bucks. I, too, have to maintain a day job just in order to do these broadcasts. We have the people in key cities who would organize get-togethers in their apartments and their homes. But we need the loot. We need the cash, folks, to get the vans rolling. So how about it? Give it consideration, please. Reread the homepage of the BritishPeoplesLeague.com. There comes a time throughout history in every nation when a stand must be taken. And you can be sure the drug trade is not rampant in China. They hang or shoot the top drug kingpins when they catch them. And they catch them. In the public squares, they execute them. That's a lesson, isn't it? An effective lesson. Well, capital punishment was voted to be returned ages ago by the majority, but it never was promoted. I believe it's even still on the books. So we've got to rattle the cages of perhaps there's some decent people in the establishment. We hope so. We've got to get some big donations from some big people upstairs. They've got children or cousins or whatever that are roped into all this crap too. And everyone listening knows what I'm talking about. It's just something that people don't want to talk about. Who won the game? What was the score? Who won the game? What was the score? The score in the downtown city cores. And yes, this program is geared to our white race. So we're more concerned about our white children. Is that unfair? Blacks can look after their blacks. Chinese can look after their Chinese. we are concerned about the poor young whites who are locked up in the cities. We want to rescue them. Is that such an evil aim in life? To maintain your racial pride, your racial history? The British People's League, in conjunction with our friends spread around the globe of British roots, Australia, the Falklands, Tucker's Town in Bermuda, the old white areas, and in the motherland where there are people who do not agree with the political electioneering approach. All the credit to those white patriots in Britain who do promote the political approach. We of the British People's League do not. We wish to be an international lobby force, legal lobby force, to take a stand for our peoples. And there are strays in the motherland as well that are hooking in with us. Why, here's Indiana Mike, connected with the Tea Party, working with us, with the British People's League. Mike's of German heritage and very proud of it. We work with our European cousins. This is a plea for sanity. Or has Western democracy gone totally insane? It's like Saturn's rings. Suburbia, suburbanites living in the rings. But even suburbanites can't escape it. Everyone knows what goes on, but they go from point A to point B after dinner, jump in the car, the fancy car, and go to the curling club, or after dinner head to the Legion Halls, and avoid what's going on in every major downtown center core in the evenings, with our young white people just deserted. Well, you may have gotten a hint out of this, that this past week, I was called upon by a friend to help rescue her daughter from one of these hardcore hellhole inner city traps. We got the girl out. The druggies that were trying to make use of her got the message pretty quick that they're playing with a hot iron when they got the British People's League involved. We went into the inner core of a city on Monday evening, and we managed to rescue the girl. We're proud of it. Oh, call the police, for heaven's sakes. Well, I gotta admit, most police forces are fine for rescuing you if there's domestic violence in a house, drag somebody out, etc., or a stolen car. But on the heavy drug trade, yes, they do make swoops. They do. But then what happens? It's not the judges. The judges would like to penalize the drug pushers, and I'm sure there are certain judges would definitely issue the death penalty without qualm. It's the politicians that are protecting the drug barons, the drug kings in North America. It's the politicians who are protecting the hard drug kingpins in North America. The police would certainly hang them in public squares. The judges would certainly sign the death warrants. The slimeball politicians are protecting the creeps. So, I hope I've given you something to think about. Let's get serious. Let's stop pussyfooting around. Do you really think that the British People's League and our advisory council, our Dirty Dozen, are spending our time just to talk about Lord Nelson and our history books? We're here for our peoples. In every way, shape, and form, our peoples need help. That's what we're here for. The modern-day white crusaders. So in closing up this segment of the BritishPeople'sLeague.com on air, this May 4th edition, we challenge you, Mr. Harper, with your majority, get rid of the drug kingpins. Authorized hanging now. So, our next Rosy show will be this coming Sunday, along with Indiana Mike. Thank you for tuning in. Do something about it. Get out your donation and kindly submit it to the British People's League. Thank you for listening. We'll talk at you this coming Sunday. Goodbye for now.